Torah in this week's parasha tells us that we have to make an arm. But what's interesting is that arid has to be mibayis umichutz tetzapenu. What does that mean, mibayis umichutz tetzapenu, Rabbi Yisai? Help me out. Inside, the inside box and the outside box has to be gold. What do we learn from there, Rabbi Yisai? Gemara in Yuman daf ayin beis amid beis. Anyone know what the Gemara tells us? Amar Rava.
First has
to be on the inside. Kol tamid chacham she'ein toichoy kebayrei, eino tamid chacham. Rava says that you learn from the way that the Rabbi Shalom told us how to construct the Aron. That it's not enough just to do the right strides. It's not enough to do and to have all the pu'ulos. We have to. We're not even holding there. Like the boro, you know, to be able to stay on track with our minyanim and all the chiyuvim and everything. But that's not even sufficient. But you have to sometimes in life, everybody say, stop yourself, and really ask those fundamental questions before you get on the date, before you get married, before you say, will you marry me? Before you become fathers of children, you have to really ask yourself, Rabbi Yisai, one of the hardest questions. Is this way of life that I'm signing up for, and that everyone knows, yeah, I got to be from, I got to pay the bills, I got to send to this certain yeshivas, is it reflecting my sheifas? Is it reflecting my desires? Is this really who I am? Is tocho kiboro? You know, everybody say this din of tocho kiboro is not only a din that Rava tells us in the Gemara in Yuman Daf Ayin Beis that was learned out from the Aron that sets up the description and resume of a Talmud Chacham, but it was actually the faher. Right, everyone's into shul security these days. Right, we're beefing up security for the Shabbos. You guys know about the Shabbos?
Yeah.
A lot of hate day. Yeah.
What's the Shabbos?
No, there's Shabbos of hate. They're anti-Semites. They're gathering together. So what did the security guard used to back in the day? What did he do to ask a question? You have to know the code. What was the question? What was the question? Such a lambda. What's the question? Oh, where does the Gemara say that?
I don't know exactly.
Excellent. Brachas. Gemara Brachas. And that Chav Ches.
Oh my gosh, no way.
And that Chav Ches Amid Beis.
Oh my gosh, that is. Oh my gosh.
That was a gift.
I had no idea.
That was a gift from Shammai.
The
Rebbe Shalom's telling you. Stay on track. Stay on track. That was a gift from Shemayim.
Wait. How about the nine other times he's always got it wrong?
And that's the Eitzar Hara.
We need a lift up here.
Rabbi Yisai. It was a gift from Shemayim. Rabbi Yisai. What does the Gemara say? Rabbi Gamliel was the Nasi. Right? Rabbi Gamliel was the Nasi. And what happened? He said to the security guard, to the Shomer, the Gemara, I'm not joking, I'm not dressing up this Gemara, that's what the Gemara says. The Shomer by the Delos of the Beis HaMidrash used to say, Kol mi she'ein toich kebara al yikonis l'Beis HaMidrash. Right? You've heard this Gemara, right? Until Reb Elazar ben Azariah came along, and Reb Elazar ben Azariah became the Nasi, and what? What happened? And the Gemara says that tons of people came, and Nismalu Asafsalim Shal HaBeis HaMedrash, right? By the way, that's a weird way that the Gemara says, like that the benches increase, like, and that's the way you say, just say there's a lot of people in there. What do you say, the benches increase? So I forget where I saw this chat. From Gamliel Shito was that it was usher to learn Talmud Torah be yeshiva. You had to be oymid when you learned. Can you imagine, Chevra? Can you imagine if the whole morning Seder you'd be have to stand? That was the way Klal Yisrael learned until Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. That's not like for like 2 weeks. That's like until Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Talmud Torah was Ba'amida. Why? Because you need to learn Bereses, Be'ira, Be'zeya, Be'ema. Oh, you see, it's what? Rabbi Zera, Bereses, Be'zeya, Be'ira, Be'ema. Right? Like Matan Torah, the way we experience Matan Torah, we had to learn that like way. And the halacha was that was Be'amida. It was a chiddush to introduce Talmud Torah B'yeshiva. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, in his time, he decided to let it go. And Nismalu Sasalim Sheba Beis Medrash. Right? So Gemara says that Rabbi Gamliel had a little bit of a Chalisha Sadas. So everyone learns this Gemara. Bizman Hazen says, oh, you see, Rabbi Gamliel, you were wrong. I don't understand. I can't. That's weird pshat. Gamliel had a Shita, and then he just saw something happened. And then he just changed his shita. What? He didn't know that Nismalu Safsal in the base medrash. He didn't know that would exist. So he was chayzer on his pshat. He was chayzer on his shita. I think Elamai Rabbi Isai, Rabbi Zera and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah are not disagreeing to the fact that you need teicha kabayir. It's a gemara in Yuma. It's an Aron Kodesh and Parshas Truma. That's not the machloikis. The machloikis was, what's the best mahalach? And could we now say, let them learn b'yeshiva, and then they're going to ultimately seek out the ultimate, and they're going to come to ask those questions. So Rabbi Gamliel, obviously hell you should have, the goal should be toicha kabayra, and you're going to have to make sure that it's going to have to resonate. And it's going to have to be a real metzias, and you're going to have to really be connected. I'm not talking right now, Rabbi Isai. People misinterpret Teuchah Gevayr means, what do you do behind closed doors? That's not Teuchah Gevayr. That's an avarya. A guy who acts differently in the base medrash than he does when he's in his dorm room, when the lights are out. That's Oyver Nisr De'oraisa. That's a person who's not keeping halacha. That we have to say is not Teuchah Gevayr. That's not Teuchah Gevayr. What is Teuchah Gevayr, everybody say? A guy who's doing everything right. But it's not connected. There's no metzias inside. It's just how I'm feeling. I go with the flow, or because other people are doing it. It's not because it's me. It's not because this is a translation. This action is a translation, a manifestation of my toich. It's engraved within me, inside me. This is my metzias. That's what it means. Connect with it. Reb Kiva Eger, would he have been your Rav? Is this just ideas? Is this just a nice chap that Rebbe says with a bahag and with a toises and yishmak and all these things? Oh, it's cool, now I can Rav. No, this is life. This is what I am. This is my neshama man toira. That's me. I connect the doiris to the mesaira. Everything else is mamish pulling me away. That's what it is, Rabbi Isai. You have to sometimes have those moments and say, wait a second, stop. Is my toich here? Is this a reflection of who I am? Esther says, Rabbi Isai, to Mordechai. Mordechai tells him or tells her what's going on in the Gzeira. And what does Esther say? Esther says, anyone know the Lashon? Anyone, any Balkari here? Alzevi Almaze? Anyone know what I'm talking about? Anyone of you hear of Esther before here? Chevra? Megillah? No? Purim? Doesn't start at my house. It's before, but you go to Megillah first, no? Where's the Megillah here? Come on, where's the Balkari? Yeah, there's a Megillah in here, Shkoya. Tzadik. I just showed you the wrong page.
We're not familiar with this.
No, never.
McGill is not a sefer, yeah?
Rabbi Isai, Zok the Pasuk. Mordechai Yodos Kol Asher Nasa Vayikra Mordechai Is Begodol Vayal Bersak Ve'efer Ve'yitzi B'soy Chayir Ve'yizak Zohok G'doy L'moro. Vatikra Esther Lohasach. What? She hears Mordechai. What are you doing? Wait, what are you wearing this clothing for? What? You're ripping this clothing? What are you? Mamash making being a vazi yourself. What's going on? Asher Hemed Lefoneva Titzaveu Al Mordechai. And she commands her messenger to find out from Mordechai. Lodas Mazeh V'al Mazeh. Sounds like an Israeli taxi driver. Etazeh Mazeh. Tazeh Azeh V'azeh. What is this? Alzeh V'al Mazeh. What's going on over here? Azeh. Echomrim Etazeh. You know, you guys never heard this, right? They just say, they kept on saying Zeh, this. Echomrim Etazeh. Etazeh. I'm just going to stop.
I don't think I spent that much time.
What? It's like, you know, it's like the American So there, it's like zeh, zeh. So, ladas mazeh v'al mazeh. What is Esther referring to? So just with the this. It's a weird pasuk. The this with the this. So, Zok the Gemara Megillah, everybody say, haflo b'fel, listen carefully. Zok the Gemara Megillah, al zeh v'al mazeh. Esther was hinting to something incredible. Listen carefully, Rabbi Yisai. Esther was hinting to a time that the Torah said, Zeh v'zeh. Where does the Torah say, Zeh v'zeh? Mizeh u'mizeh him k'suvim. The Luchos HaBris were what? Were k'suvim mizeh u'mizeh. What does the Gemara tell us that k'suvim mizeh u'mizeh means? Mem v'samach shebeluchos b'neis hayu omdim. Anyone ever hear that, Gemara? What does that mean? It means what? What does that mean? So taich it. Mem v'samach, but not you learned it in your apartment. Not over there. Mem v'samach shebeluchos b'neis hayu omdim means they were what? They were be'etzim. They were not connected. They were through and through. Mizeh u'mizeh. They were totally what? They're not intertwined. They were totally carved out, totally engraved, but through and through. Mizeh u'mizeh. So if Esther, Mordechai, you want to know why this is happening? Because there's a chisaron in the mizeh u'mizeh. Because what happens? Take a mem and take a samach, Rabbi Yisai. Zok the heligich sam soifer. You know what mem is samach means? It means a mas. What's a mas? A mas is a tax. Right? So, I can't. I have to make the taxes are crazy. I can't. I'm suffering. Or what? Or what? Samach and Mem is what? The Sam. Right? You know what this is referring to? All the pressures of life. The taxes. The Malchis. Shibud Malchis. The Sam. The Sor Shebe Isa. There's so much Samim. There's so much Samim going on. Drifting me away to other directions. You know why they're suffering in this matzav? Because they're missing mizeh u'mizeh. Because there's no toichei gebayroi. Because once the pressure's on, if you're not passionate, if you're not connected, if you never ask these questions of why am I doing this? Why am I alive? What am I doing this for? Then the second something's going to change, you're going to have an nisayon, you're going to have a pressure, everything's going to collapse. Al zevi al mazeh, the luchas have to be mizeh mizeh im ksuvim. Have to be toichei kebayroi. That was the kasha before you come into the base medrash. It wasn't to kick out. It wasn't to make a hierarchy. I love it. Everyone learns that gemara. Oh, you have to be miyuchad to come in. No, it means Yiddishkeit has to matter. Yiddishkeit has to be real. Yiddishkeit has to be thorough. Has to be emistic. Has to be, no matter what, mizeh u'mizeh, this is my way of life. Even in a COVID, even in this nisayon, this is the kihem chayenu. And it doesn't matter what my mood is, it doesn't matter what I'm feeling, it's mizeh u'mizeh. And then I can get through every mem v'samech, every samech with mem. Every mas, every sam, every difficulty. Duh, that is what Esther's saying. Mordechai, you want to be metak in this? Let's start introducing Parshas Truma, Toichei Kebayroi, the Aron Kodesh. That's what Rabbi Gamliel was teaching. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, I hold, was maskim. That ultimately, at the end of the day, you're going to have to ask this question. We're just going to do a it a little bit in a little bit of a fluffy chassidish way to bring you in. But ultimately, we have to one day, at the end of the day, Rabbi say, when the shir is already holding in the end of February and the year is almost over, chever, we need to start and asking myself, what do I want? Is this really a reflection of my toich? Is it mizeu mizehim ksuvim? Is toichai kebayrei? Rabbi is a din bein l'Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah bein l'Rabbi Gamliel. And you know what? Kotzker Rebbe asked a bomb kasha. Who in the world was this security guard? What a security guard! What a security! Rabbi Gamliel tells the security guard, anyone who's not toichai kebayrei, don't let in. You know what the Kotzker ask a base a bomb kasha that you all should ask. What's the basic kasha, Rabbi Yisrael? How in the world did he know? Right? This wasn't like a code word, right? He wasn't like what's your code word for your shul? Right? What's your code word for your shul? Adon Olam, what?
That's a thing.
What's a Shema Yisrael? Finish the thing. What's the code? That's not a code. Figure out what no one could figure out, how Leviah should figure out on a date, whether she's Tochel Kaboro or he's Tochel Kaboro. I want to take this guy, this Shomer on the date with me. Please tell me, is this girl really like, is she authentic? Is she the real deal? Where did this Shomer come from? Let's get him. Let's bring him. He's a Makopal over here. He's going to make millions of dollars in all of our shuls. Sit with you. Atalo Tochel Kaboro. Who are you? Slap the guy across the face. What are you doing? And can you imagine being insulted before shul? I want to come in a daven. Come in to learn. Toichai kebayrei. So there's a few answers to this kasha. How he figured it out. So the Kotzker Rebbe once said, I think, you know what the answer to the kasha is? Someone who's really toichai kebayrei? If you say you can't come in, guess what? He's going to find a way in. That's the right that you're toichai kebayrei. You're not taking this away from me. Because when you say no, I'm going to get in. And who's the raya, Rabbi say? Who didn't they let into the base medrash? Hillel. And what did he do? He became Hillel on the roof. That's Tochel Kaboro. That's who we paskin like. That's Halacha Kehillel over Shammai. Rabbi Yisai, we need this Shomer. Not only because it would be cool to find out how he figured things out, but sometimes we need a guy to tell me, I'm taking this away from you. I'm going to make this a little difficult. I'm going to put a mas on you. I'm going to put a sam on you. Let's see what happens. Is it mizeh or mizeh? Or is it, no, Achashverosh, I'm all in. Fill me up, Achashverosh. Fill me up regular, please. I'll have whatever you want. Achashverosh, I'll play your game, no problem. Because this Yiddishkeit thing, there's no zeh u zeh. There's no, the luchos, nah, it's a book, but it's not mizeh u mizeh. There's certain conditions that it doesn't apply. Esther says, sorry. That doesn't make sense. That doesn't add up. What happens when your shomer says, get out? You can't be in this shir. You can't be in this. You can't get credit in this matzah. What happens then? What do we do? Quote a Gemara in Erevin, we say, we do first and then we ask later. Chevra? But the MS is, everybody say, all joking aside. We need to sometimes have this conversation with ourselves. When we look at the Aron in this week's parasha, when we see the dimensions, when we see Rava's din, and we know this was something that was carried out generations, and the psicha, the first thing before you got your coffee to get into the Beis Medrash. What's your story? What are you all about? Who are you? Rabbi saying this is important that you establish this with your spouses when you go on dates. Is this really a reflection? Am I just doing and I really don't connect and it's not really a reflection of authenticity? Or no, is this the real me? Is this an expression of my neshama? Is this really a toich kebayrei? Rabbi Yisai, I close with this. Meir de gevar. Take the letters of toichai kebayrei. Toichai means the insides, right? The metzias, the essence, right? Boro means the outside, right? So we're saying that there has to be congruence, there has to be reflection, there has to be, they have to flow one to another. What's the gematria of the Rabbeinu Shalom's Shem Havaya? 26. Toichoi has 26 inside. Boiroi, Keboiroi, has 26 outside. Are you really all Shem Shemaim? Chav Vav. Toichoi, Keboiroi. 26 on the outside is the same 26 that's on the inside. It's mamish what we're learning here, Rabbi Say. Mizeh u'mizeh hin ksuvim. That was the Musar Shmuz from Esther to bring the Nes of Purim, and that is a shaila that we have to ask ourselves. And it's a difficult question. It's a difficult question. There's many, many different manifestations of this question, Rabbi Say. Right? What's going on? What's happening in this generation? What's happening? Who are we mechabed? What are we machshiv? What do we hold as valuable, as precious? You know, sometimes we joke around about that. What I said about this morning about Reb Kiva Eiger. It's a little scary. You ever think about that? Is that a little scary to you? Like, that wouldn't be someone that necessarily we would want to like hear shiurim from now? Toichoi kebayra, what's it all about? What are the questions? Rav Moshe Feinstein. Is there something that I need to start working on a little bit? That I need to start introspecting? Before this Purim, Habolin Olatayver Abaysa, as we go on in this city. Yeah. Oren.
So, we're talking about the equation.